I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. It is a big night tonight at the Republican National Convention. On the agenda, the official nominating of Senator John McCain as the GOP's standard-bearer. He gives his acceptance speech tomorrow. Among the many constituencies that McCain is appealing to this election are Latino voters. In the year 2000, George W. Bush won their votes in large numbers. But since then, many Latinos have come to think of the GOP as the party of anti-immigrant hardliners. And that has created a challenge for the party this fall. The World's Jason Margolis has more now from the convention in St. Paul.
In the hours before primetime, TV coverage begins here each night. Teenage staffers hand out mass-produced signs on the convention floor. The signs are made to look homemade, like they've been painted by hand. But there's several dozen that are exactly the same. They read simply and boldly, Viva McCain. Most of the delegates holding these signs don't appear to be Latino. The Republican Party had hoped that most of the people here waving the signs would look like 26-year-old Miriam Mora, a Mexican-American delegate from California.
I was born in Mexico, and my parents brought me to the U.S. when I was 8 years old. I just became a U.S. citizen this last March, and so it's my first election, first time voting, so I'm very excited.
She's voting Republican because she believes the party is getting it right on the issues that matter most to her: education, the economy, and national security.
When dealing with national security, there's a threat with having with the Islamic terrorists, and so we need to make sure that we protect our country.
The Republican Party is trying to convince more young Latinos that John McCain will keep the country safe and strong. They're also trying to convince Latinos that McCain is the best man to deal with immigration reform. Hector Mario Barajas is the communications director for the California Republican Party and a delegate here in St. Paul.
Senator McCain has been the one who's put forth his name on an immigration package, which is very important to our Latino community. Someone who's willing to risk his political career, at the same time put his name on a package. Now, with Barack Obama, he's been 3 years in the U.S. Senate. Where is his immigration package? Where is his package on education? Where's his package on health care? Where's his package on Social Security?
Barajas says Latinos will like McCain when they learn about him. The challenge, he says, is getting the message to the Latino community. A few miles down the road, the McCain-Palin message isn't resonating. The west side of St. Paul is a heavily Latino neighborhood with Mexican, Puerto Rican, and Central American immigrants. Cesar Chavez Street is lined with mercados and pastelerias selling Mexican pastries and churros. I spoke with several people here this morning. Most seem detached from the speeches and rhetoric coming from both parties. Neighborhood resident Francisco Trejo is following the conventions closely. Trejo is a retired college dean turned political news junkie. He spends his winters in Mexico, where he's originally from. Immigration matters to him, and he liked what McCain used to say, his old, more moderate approach to immigration reform.
I almost at the beginning said, you know what, this guy's okay. Because that issue was very important to me. But then McCain backed down. He backed right away from it and started saying that he wouldn't even vote for his own bill that he proposed. Then you start going, whoa, wait a minute here.
But Trejo's concerns about immigration don't reflect what most Latinos are worried about. Eduardo Gamarra is the director of New Link Research. He says his polls show that Hispanic voters care foremost about the economy, education, and the war in Iraq.
Immigration is not the principal issue for U.S. citizens who are of Hispanic descent. In a sense, Hispanics that are citizens and are going to vote have already resolved their own immigration problem.
In other words, Latinos care about what the rest of the country does, but on key domestic issues, the economy, health care, and education. Gamarra says the Republican Party has done a poor job reaching out to Hispanic voters. And the polls reflect that. The latest Gallup poll shows McCain pulling 30% of the Hispanic vote. Barack Obama nearly doubles that mark. That's disappointing news for the Republicans. Still, Mike Madrid isn't worried. He's run Republican campaigns since the mid-1990s and focuses on the Latino vote.
George Bush was cracking 40% by the second time he was going to be reelected. My sense that 40% is very, very doable. Look, if a Republican candidate is doing better than 30%, good likelihood they're going to win the race. If it's less than 30%, good likelihood they're going to lose the race.
Well, John McCain is polling right at 30%. So in the coming months, expect to hear more advertisements like this.
Las Vegas Review-Journal. Obama, una receta para el desastre económico.
For the world, I'm Jason Margolis at the Republican National Convention in St. Paul, Minnesota.